én cumpărindu-mi așa nazai, ne poate să mă stăm, nu mai tise două vrehodnică, ne. Tom dol să urat la patrăra, ne. И ние спрем там, там, прямо на тапа медиш. Потом тоже загледам, загледам ма дома и ножва.
Рис.
Или пале, млад, млад, и то ти сил, сил, не та немшки обшайни, черни батони, право тиста, право, волк. Красно.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiju Študent.
Insekti za večerjo. Organizacija za prehrano in kmetijstvo pri Združenih narodih, krajše FAO, je na mednarodni konferenci o gozdovih kot virih prehrane v Rimu storila korak naprej na področju iskanja alternativnih virov prehrane, ki postaja v spremenjenih globalnih okoliščinah vse bolj nujno. FAO je v središče svoje agende postavil entomofagijo, prehranjevanje z insekti. Kar na zahodu zaradi estetsko-tradicionalnega vidika povzroča začudenje, v prihodnje pa utegne biti zaradi svoje vsestranske praktičnosti eden od glavnih alternativ na področju virov prehrane. Na rimski konferenci o gozdovih kot virih prehrane je FAO novo idejo pospremil z raziskavo užitni insekti, v kateri so zamisel o insektih kot prehranskemu viru tudi teoretsko razvil. Govorili smo z eno od soavtoric raziskave in sodelovko pri istoimenskem programu Afton Halloran.
Basically, what he's doing is looking through all the existing information on insects as food and feed, and then basically compiling that information together in one book. And so, it's as we know, as far as we know right now, it's the first of its kind to do this, to have such an inclusive study. So we're really looking quite broadly at the topic, and so we're drawing on knowledge from nutrition, feed. We look at the culture behind consuming insects. We also look at historical reasons for consuming insects. And so overall, what this book is doing is basically shedding light on a practice which has been going on for a long, long time. It's eating insects is not new. People have been doing this in many different cultures, have been consuming insects as a part of their daily diets or their diets. So it's basically kind of valorizing edible insects for food and feed.
Kljub temu, da v organizaciji za prehrano in kmetijstvo vidijo žuželke kot eno od prehranskih alternativ, pa za zdaj še niso pozvali k direktni uporabi insektov v kulinarične namene. V začetku se ukvarjajo predvsem s tem, kako idejo čim bolj približati ljudem.
Exactly. I mean, there's already we estimate about 2 billion people worldwide who consume insects as a part of their diets. And so those people who do consume them, they're eating them with no problem. I mean, they're eating them because they're delicious, not just because they're starving. I think that's often a common misconception, that people are eating insects because they're extremely hungry or malnourished. But no, that's not necessarily the case. But, I mean, there are developments now in terms of countries that don't consume insects as a part of their diets, as a part of their normal diets, to actually look into how can the insects contribute to sustainable diets. And so we're seeing this now in Europe, North America, more attention being paid to actually how can insects be developed to our Western tastes, and how can we actually incorporate them into our diets? There are emerging developments in this area.
Evropa je del zahodnega sveta, ki ne pozna uporabe insektov v namene prehrane ali krme za živali. V zadnjem desetletju pa so spremembe na tem področju, vsaj v razmišljanju, opazne tudi že na stari celini.
In Europe, most European countries don't have a strong tradition of consuming insects. And so developments in terms of looking at how insects can be a food source for humans are, I mean, this has been emerging in the last 10 years. So, and it's now gaining strength in terms of funding for research projects. There's also been maybe serious interest by restaurants of how they can put them on the menus so that people can consume them. But in terms of people who have already been consuming them, I mean, this has been going on. It's a time-honored practice, so to actually put a date on it, it's been going on for such a long time that it's well integrated into local food traditions, and it is a part of indigenous knowledge of how you prepare these insects.
Ko gre za prehranske navade, je Afton Halloran prepričana, da nobena ni večna. Pri tem poda primer sušija, ki je še do nedavnega v Evropi veljal za neužitnega.
Sushi 20 years ago wasn't well, for some people eating raw fish was disgusting and that people wouldn't think of doing that. And now this is really a popular item that people aren't kind of thinking twice about eating. So food culture changes and people adopt new things into their diets and also they omit things from their diets. So constantly people are consuming new and different types of food.
We used to be number 10, now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm, pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm, tell her, oh, mom, be easy now, squeeze this summer. Test why cleft, see that flesh get scorned. So bad, make me feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, stay the hell out of my lawn. Chicken George became dead George, stealing chickens from my farm.
Yeah.
Another dead pigeon. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hatred to Cecilia. Nobody shoot me. My body made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tucked in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto, Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies becoming enemies in their own families. I'ma get and come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Yeah. Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock, will we? On flat spoons, take no shorts like poo-poos. See Gucci's, buy Gucci's for Gucci's. And Lucci find me in my Mitsubishi. Eating sushi, bumping Fuji. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play. Say, like Paul McCartney, not hardly on. Think enough, I can see right through your mouth. Niggas huffing, they huff, but they can't handle us. Bust, just before the fight, I could never hide. Secretly hot, ride with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, that twisted by some other Negroes. Don't we move our polos on the first episode. Shouldn't just refugees and whole sound set booty and half a respect jersey, cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji line.
Sit 90 degrees underneath palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Wushuwakon, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reads his daily Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric fast like Ramadan. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my
outside just in case I got a rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah. What's going on? I'ma get and come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got a rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
We gotta get our family together, man. You know, we gotta get organized. We just can't be out here, you know, high and smoked up.
Raziskava Užitni insekti se pri proučevanju potencialnega prehranjevanja z insekti na globalni ravni naslanja na okolja, kjer so žuželke tako rekoč del tradicionalne kuhinje. Hellorenovo smo vprašali, koliko vrst žuželk se po zdaj znanih podatkih uporablja za hrano in v katerih delih sveta že prevladuje to vrsten način prehranjevanja.
So overall, right now we're looking at approximately 1900 species of insects that you can consume. But of course, this kind of data is growing because there's a lot of insects that are consumed that haven't been recorded in scientific literature. So that figure is coming from basically a scan of different reports, literature, academic literature coming from universities, etc. So I'm sure we're going to see a much larger number in the future, but right now recorded 1900 species, edible species. In terms of areas, you can say the hotspots are generally, continentally, it's generally Latin America, Africa, and Asia. And then, of course, there's certain countries within these continents that consume maybe more than others. But you're seeing the majority of the consumption is happening closer to the equator, and that has a lot also to do with intern biodiversity of insects, also that generally in warmer climates insects are larger, so they are substantial. They kind of make up a more substantial amount of food, and also some other reasons in terms of the history of consuming them. So those are the hotspots right now, and perhaps we'll see them emerging in Europe.
Govorili smo tudi z Jankom Božičem iz Biotehniške fakultete, ki pojasnjuje, da se pri prehrani uporabljajo predvsem ličinke.
Ja, vsekakor so najbolj uporabne ličinke, pravzaprav. Ne? Odrasle so morda res kobilice, pač ričke take, ki so dosti pogostoma v uporabi. Zelo pogostoma pa bezajo recimo ličinke tudi lesnih raznih škodljivcev ali pa kakih hroščev, ki rijejo po delno razpadajočem lesu. Tudi to se lahko spomne kakih posnetkov recimo iz Južne Amerike ali Afrike, kjer dejansko domačini brskajo po lesu in izkrpljajo ven velike masne ličinke, ki so sede polne proteinov in maščob in vsekakor zelo bogato hranilo. Ne?
Insekti kot alternativni vir hrane ustrezajo predvsem zaradi svoje prehranske in energetske vrednosti. Čeprav je ta seveda različna glede na njihovo vrsto, pa v poprečju človeku zagotavljajo vse osnovne snovi. Afton Halloran.
So insects are insect protein in general because it depends if you look at the nutritional content of insects, Since there's not, I mean, are recorded 1,900 different species of edible insects, it's hard to make an exact figure. So on average, insects are comparable to fish and meat in terms of nutrient content. So the protein amounts are similar. Also in terms of fatty acids, they're also high in fatty acids. Also micronutrients, so copper, iron, zinc, manganese. So it's a very comparable source of food, comparable to meat and fish.
Za spremembo na področju prehranskih virov na globalni ravni je potrebno zagotoviti tudi dovoljšnjo dostopnost do le-teh. FAO prav v tem vidi veliko prednost insektov, saj njihova vzreja precej manj obremenjuje okolje kot vzreja drugih živalskih vrst. Na eni strani vzreja insektov zahteva neprimerljivo manj prostora in posegov naravo. Po drugi pa žuželke povzročijo veliko manj toplogrednih plinov in amonijaka.
Yeah, in terms of farming insects, we were looking at that in terms of how do you reduce the pressure on wild populations. So currently, if you were to promote insects as food, in order to feed a growing population, and if more people are gaining interest in consuming insects as part of their diet, then we need to find alternative ways to actually gather these insects. So the farming aspect would reduce pressure on local populations by then being able to grow insects en masse in a sustainable way that would help conserve native insect populations in forests, in fields, etc. So in terms of mass production, we generally refer to mass production as over 1 ton a week, 1 ton of insects, mass of insects a week.
Vzrejo insektov pa pozna tudi že Evropa.
In terms of Europe, there are companies who are doing this already. Companies in, well, if you're looking at food, insects of food, you have in the Netherlands, there's quite a few companies that are already rearing insects en masse and selling them. And then if you look at insects for feed, you can also, there's companies and research projects that are emerging now. So Spain, also Switzerland, the United Kingdom just won a large European Union grant to look into the potential of insects as feed, also again in the Netherlands. So it's really now an area that in the future we're going to see a lot more. I guess based on the findings from this book, we're going to see a lot more happening in this area in the future.
Organizacija za prehrano in kmetijstvo pri Združenih narodih je s postavitvijo insektov na vrh seznama prehranskih alternativ povzročila nemalo odzivov. Mnogi pa so idejo ocenili kot pretirano. Afton Halloran, FAO-jevo sodelavko pri raziskavi užitni insekti, smo zato za konec vprašali, ali globalne razmere na področju svetovne prehrane dejansko terjajo takšne spremembe, ali gre predvsem za le eno od možnih alternativ, ki jo je zaradi svoje radikalnosti potrebno začeti razvijati dovolj zgodaj.
Well, of course, I mean, this is definitely an alternative for the future, for those who haven't already consumed insects as a part of their diet. But in terms of changes in diets, of course, in moving towards more sustainable diets, and insects based on their environmental benefits, so the fact that they need less water, they require less land compared to livestock, they emit less greenhouse gases, they also convert feed into body weight much quicker. So based on all this, they are a sustainable alternative that contributes to sustainable diets. But of course, it's not the final answer in terms of finding a diet which is environmentally friendly, but it contributes to that. And of course, there's so many other undervalued food sources which can also do just that. But this is one of them, and so we're pinpointing this as something to consider. And it seems like this publication has ignited a lot of dialogue in terms of questioning diets and looking at future perspectives of what we will consume and how we will what we'll consume and basically what kind of problems exist in our food system. So this is one solution, one of many solutions perhaps.
Tokratni Zeitgeist z Insekti je povečerjal Nejc Marcin.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, je pa te samo stan, imam tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne vidiš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna enožva.
Res.
Je bil pa lep. Mlad in to je siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črni pa to ne, prav tista prava volk, ne, krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiu Študent.